corn and soybeans are behind in development this summer due to late planting, not enough rain in some areas, and unseasonably cold temperatures. Producers are hoping the recent stretch of warm days and nights, along with the rain, could help the crops develop sufficiently by harvest time. Bob Olson is the executive director of the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association. He also farms near Palmyra.
I can look around here and show you perfectly clean cornfields that have no weeds in them. The cornfields that are green, that have plenty of fertilizer applied, that look good, but just are behind 2 to 3 weeks, and that's the nature of it. We did our part, Mother Nature hasn't done her part.
Robert Carls, the executive director of the Wisconsin Soybean Association, says soybeans are behind, but weather like the recent rains and warm temperatures could help the crop's development. Vernon County Extension Agriculture Agent Tim Rabine agrees. He says the next few weeks are vital for farmers in southwest Wisconsin County.
One of the interesting discussions now is going to be what could happen between August and September now for growing conditions. For example, this week's temperatures, high 80s, is definitely good for the growing, developing crops.
Rabine says there is likely not enough growing degree days left in the season to have a bumper crop of either soybeans or corn in Vernon County. Steve Rice, Wisconsin Public Radio.